Perhaps more than any other performers, country blues masters are surrounded by the rosy glow of myth and memory. Reputations of performers from the 30s and 40s are sometimes built on very thin support, and even major figures can sound different than their legends, if just as profound. Commentator Milo Miles has his ups and downs with one of the greats of Delta blues, Buckle White. But now Milo has heard a record that fully redeems White's second career that began in 1963.
Booker T. White was an older cousin of B.B. King's. He was called Bucca because some northerner couldn't understand his Mississippi accent and put his records out under that name. He has also done what I consider the best job of describing the state of mind necessary to write the blues. He recommended being about half worried and half joyous. White was one of the key rediscovered country bluesmen of the 1960s, but sad to say, until now, I've always felt you had to be there to appreciate his later years. Now, his early years, the late 1930s and early 40s, were something else. White recorded just before, during, and just after serving a manslaughter sentence in the notorious Parchman Farm prison in Mississippi. The intensity of these sides has led to comparisons with the work of Robert Johnson, but that seems glib to me. Bucca White's blues are not as brooding or casually mysterious as Johnson's. What they were was incredibly vivid, jumping with detail about prison life, hopping trains, getting on and laying down to die. This is perhaps the most celebrated number from those days.
I'm looking fun in my eyes now. Leave, I'm fixing to die. Leave, I'm fixing to die. I'm looking fun in my eyes now. Leave, I'm fixing to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying.
By the time White came out of semi-retirement to begin playing for white college crowds, a lake full of gin had washed over his vocal cords, and he could no longer quite pull off the eerie quaver that decorated his early singing. Also, his repertoire had changed, and he did not benefit from the freedom to record tunes that went on as long as he wanted. He claimed that he could make up entire blues on the spot, pull them out of the sky, and he sure could, but he never claimed they'd be coherent and concise, and boy, they often weren't. At least that was true of the performances I had heard before the recently released concert recording, 1963 Isn't 1962. This performance proved that White had not just become a different, more mundane blues man since the 40s. He was still grand. There are only two extended tracks, and the updated Train Blues Streamline Special was apparently always played the same way. The title number is an improvised blues with the kind of brio and momentum White seldom managed in such songs. And the rest is a mix of fervent remakes of his old material and some expertly selected new styles that he bends to his will. For instance, he just overwhelms Charles Brown's Driftin' Blues, and you'd never suspect the original was a smooth piano croon.
Walking away from you, baby, so long, so long.
Bucca White surely saw his share of hard times working in factories and as a boxer. He was a truly tough guy with a tender heart who made his way without apology. A notable plus of 1963 Isn't 1962 are the vibrant, well-written liner notes by David Evans. He evokes the era when members of the white middle class ran across country blues, and then had a chance to hobnob with their idols. The college boys expected to meet folk gurus from another world, but instead met black people who had very much lived in this world. And no one can say that wasn't the best possible enlightenment.
Milo Miles is a music critic based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He reviewed the Buckle White concert recording, 1963 isn't 1962.